This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China is announcing sanctions against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her visit to Taiwan. No details yet. This morning, the U.S. is pointing a finger at China. Secretary of State Tony Blinken saying Beijing's military exercises in and around the Taiwan Strait are dangerous and a significant escalation. The AP's Jennifer King says China isn't happy about the criticism it's getting.
China says it summoned European diplomats to protest after the European Union and the Group of Seven criticized China's military exercises around Taiwan. China held the exercises as U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was visiting the island.
This morning, Speaker Pelosi is in Japan, where she said China will not isolate Taiwan by preventing U.S. officials from traveling there. The U.S. is declaring a public health emergency, saying Americans should take monkeypox seriously. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration has faced criticism over monkeypox vaccine availability. Clinics in major cities such as San Francisco and New York say they haven't received enough of the two-shot vaccine to meet demand. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
"We have made more than 1.1 million doses available and shipped more than 600,000 doses.
Monkeypox has already infected more than 6,600 Americans.
We also have ordered 5.5 million additional doses, which are helping us get more doses out sooner, knowing that more are on the way.
Symptoms include fever, body aches, chills, fatigue, and pimple-like bumps on the body. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Someone in an SUV drove through a parade in New Mexico yesterday, injuring several people. The driver's in custody. Police say there's an investigation. This morning, the Labor Department reports on how many jobs were created in July and whether the super low unemployment rate has begun to tick higher. This is AP News. Senate Democrats say they've reached an agreement on their economic package. The AP's Mike Gracia has this story.
Senate Democrats reached agreement Thursday night on changes to their top priority economic legislation, setting the stage for votes over the weekend. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said in a statement she had agreed to changes in the tax and energy provisions. Earlier, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The American people overwhelmingly support these steps.
But Republicans, led by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, appear uniformly opposed to the package.
Americans don't want Democrats to regulate us into an even deeper recession.
With Sinema on board, Democrats expect to have 50 votes in the evenly split Senate, with Vice President Kamala Harris holding the tie-breaking vote for passage. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mortgage rates are down to 4.9%, says Freddie Mac, down from 5.3% last week, below 5% for the first time in 4 months. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.